taking on the Soviet Union and the world back in the 1970s, to taking on the problems that have been brought by progressives and Democrats to the state of California in 2021. Can that parlay, can that history and the work that she put in then help Caitlyn Jenner win the governor's office today? Now part two of my special sit-down with Caitlyn Jenner. Everything is going great for you. You've got the world by the rear end. Why would you take a chance of having half of the people look at you differently than they did before? Because this is polarizing. When you run for governor, when you run for president, when you run as a Republican, for God's sakes, you're now on the outs with 50%. The people that you thought were your friends 2 months ago, Caitlin, now hate you and they're dragging you through the mud every day. Why do it? Why give up the life of luxury and do this?
Yes, I am a proud Republican. I'm proud to be a Republican, and I'm running in the bluest of blue states. Do I know it's an uphill battle? Absolutely. I took on the Soviet Union and won.
Right.
I can take on the teachers' union, let's say out here in California. I could win for your kids. I've always been a fighter, and I love this state. All these people, all my friends, I've had so many friends move out of the state. We've lost 18,000 companies. When I drove here in 1973 in my 63 VW Bug, I remember when I got to the sign, I drove in from Iowa, I got to the sign on the freeway that said, "Welcome to California." I mean, it was the golden state back there. This is the place where dreams came true. And you know what? I was able to accomplish my dreams here. I love this state. It's got everything for me, the beaches, the mountains, Yosemite. People aren't leaving because of that. They aren't leaving because of the weather. You know, if Sacramento could control the weather, it would be worse, but that's a whole other deal. And people need to stand up. And so even as a Republican, but I'm a little bit different as a Republican. I call myself an inclusive Republican because I feel like that's where the Republican Party has to go.
I think it used to be that way, to be honest. I think it used to be an inclusive party more so than it seems to be today. So somebody like you saying that should mean a lot to those of us who lean right. And by the way, I'll say this, and I wonder if you agree with me. Yes, it is the bluest of blue states when it comes to governmental stuff. But I think this state is really more purple. I think there are a lot of people who are moderates that lean a little bit this way, lean a little bit that way. And then people like Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi make the state look more blue than it is. And then in governance, of course, it's very blue. Do you agree with that, that there are a lot more people who are right down the middle and lean one way or the other?
All I can say is the reaction that I have had from people since I announced this has been absolutely overwhelmingly positive.
Good.
And every place I go, I literally in parking lots, people will stop their car, roll their window down, and said, "Hey, I'm voting for you. Please save our state."
Awesome.
And the response has been phenomenal. And so for me, yes, I realize that there are a lot of people, and that's the ones we have to really go after. The reason I call myself an inclusive Republican is because I have conservative economic values when it comes to the economy. Every time, conservative values have worked. Less taxes, you know, less government, less regulations, more pro-business environment. It has worked every time. It worked with Ronald Reagan. It worked for the first 3 years with Donald Trump.
Right.
Conservative economic values work, and that's what I want to bring to California. But on the other side, being an inclusive Republican, I am in this for everybody.
Right.
And I think that's what the Republican Party needs. They need to be inclusive. To break away from the image of it's just, you know, all the, you know, the white guys, you know, in suits, to an inclusive Republican Party is where we need to go, because that holds us back every time. And so on economic, I mean, on social issues, I'm in this for everybody. Like, you're right. I'm not doing this for myself.
Right.
Okay.
It would be easier if it would be easier for you not to do it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it really would be. But I love this state. And honestly, I think it's worth fighting for. And I'm willing to step up and fight for it. And I want as many people to be able to get behind me, the people of California. Right now, we have a socialist, you know, party, the Democrats, up in Sacramento, And they have ruined, literally ruined this state. People know it. And they're looking for somebody to stand up for them. I represent the people. I represent inclusive people. And I honestly, Joe, I don't have one favor for one special interest group in Sacramento.
It was going to be one of my questions, whether you're owed, you know, anybody is owed anything or whether you owe anybody anything. And the answer is you're not a politician, so I can't even imagine how they would be owed anything.
I'm an outsider. I go in there with a clean slate. I go in there as an inclusive candidate. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Vegetarian. I don't care who you are. Okay. I'm looking for solutions for this state. I want to go up there looking for solutions. No matter who it may be,
right.
If you have a good idea that's good for the people of California, not your special interest, but good for the people of California, I'm all in. I got it. I will give credit to the Democrats if they come up with something like that.
Right.
Libertarians, whatever it is, we need good, solid ideas to bring this state back. I feel like I'm the only person that can do that, that's in this race. You know,
for those who are listening, yeah. I want to represent who you are, because I haven't said your name in a while. And I do this a lot because a lot of our audience is on the radio. It's Caitlyn right. Jenner, her own self, coming to us from California, a state she's trying to save, running for governor when, again, I'll say it again, although you need to, obviously your life is grand. And this is, probably will hurt more than help, although this is selfless and you want to help the state that you love. How did we get here in California? How did the left, this isn't really just the Democrat Party, because Democrats 50 years ago were more like Republicans today. This is a progressive wing that wants to change and control everything. You've got expenditures in California through taxation and regulation that are meant to help the homeless situation that isn't helping the homeless situation. It's meant to help keep businesses, isn't helping to keep businesses. So you've got a bunch of liars in Sacramento right now. How did the state get there in a very general sense, and how do you just begin to bring it back?
Well, it is, this has been going downhill for many years. But it's only accelerated under Gavin Newsom. That's why he's in a recall right now. The last one to go through was Gray Davis. He got recalled and Arnold got in. Because a recall race is very different than a normal election.
Right.
And so Sacramento and the Democrats have kind of done this to themselves. We are overtaxed. We're the number one tax state in the country. There was a survey on what's the most friendly business environment in the states. We were 49th out of 50.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations,
Jersey was the worst. But Gavin Newsom's going after him. He doesn't like that. And we are just not business friendly. I talked with one of the largest companies to leave, the CEO. And I asked him, why did you leave? And he said, you know what? It's very simple. It just wasn't a good place to do business anymore.
Right.
And that's 30 years of democratic rule and socialist rule in this state. They're anti-business and it's killing, just killing our state and the people. There's so many things we have to do. Obviously, as governor, I cannot just say, oh, we're lowering taxes.
Right.
That is a process. But as governor, I can veto anything. I can stop anything. We're not even talking about raising the taxes. OK, we have overtaxed this state business wise and residents in this state, overtaxed them for years. To be honest with you, we just went through a pandemic and we still have a surplus. OK,
wow.
That means, you know, some people say, well, maybe we should, you know, give money back and this and that. I don't think we should have taxed them that much in the first place.
Good point.
That's I'm a common sense person, okay? And that's the way I look at things. Regulations. We are the most regulated state in the nation. 21.2 million words of regulations on businesses and people in this state. And it's killing the state, okay? I will put a freeze on regulations. I will put together a bipartisan committee to review every regulation that's out there. And they've been out there for years. One of the ones that is really killing us right now is you can't build in California. In 1970, Ronald Reagan put into place CEQA, which is the California Environmental Quality Act. I'm all for the environment. And you know what? We're doing a pretty damn good job. We're right. getting better and better. We'll only get better in the future. I want clean water, you know, clean air, all those types of things.
Everybody wants okay. that. Yeah.
Environmentalists have done, has that opened the door to the environmentalists, have put regulations on top of regulations on top of regulations, where today you cannot build in this state. That's one of the reasons for the homeless problem is we can't get any low-income housing for these people. We have a lot of church organizations, corporations, charitable groups. I was down at the Salvation Army the other day. Wonderful, wonderful group of people really are helping and they're full and getting the homeless off the street. They got a big building right next to them and they can't redo the building because it'll take 10 years just to get through the regulations. We have to streamline that process so we can build affordable housing. Right now in California, we're down about 3 million housing units in California right now. And that's because you can't build anymore. And regulations are killing the state.
It is Caitlyn Jenner running for governor of the great state of California, Republican running for governor. There's a major homeless problem in California, obviously. I've got a friend lives in Venice. She says that you've got to walk over homeless people just to try to enjoy the beach, that there are people doing drugs right there out in the open, and that a bunch of money has been thrown at it. We're going to build the housing for this. We're going to build a facility for that, and then nobody ever goes and uses it. There are a bunch of tent cities everywhere. I'm actually hearing stories of Beverly Hills and Malibu having issues with homeless people, and you never thought that those communities that people work so hard to get to would be touched by that. It's much worse in California than I think people outside of California even know, Caitlin. So what do you do specifically about that? The money is there. The money's available. The grants have come in, but it seems the local municipalities aren't using it correctly. Then they ask for even more. What do you do about it? That's it for part two of my special conversation with Caitlyn Jenner, running for governor of the great state of California as a Republican, which could be a problem. We get more into that in part three, which comes your way Monday. Back after this.
This is the Joe Pags Show.